Well, we're back at the Patriots gym as we get sent for the boys game here tonight between Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest. So we'll spend a couple of minutes with Adams head coach Zach Foster and coach sitting in the 11-1 on the season. You guys just cruising along here early in the season.
Well, we're doing a lot of good things. You know, last weekend, two conference games we got, and that was good for us to get those wins. And I liked how we defended both nights. We kept the opponents in the 30s, and offensively, different guys stepped up on different nights. And so a lot of positive things happened last weekend for us.
Yeah, we had the Arcadia Loup City game last Friday, and then you go on the road on Saturday and beat St. Paul 73-32. So you had it going each night.
Yeah, we played pretty well from the perimeter both nights. Hit a lot of shots, saw a lot of zone against St. Paul. The nice thing, like I said, though, was that you know David had 32 against Loup City, but then he came back and had six against St. Paul and didn't really force anything. He missed a couple shots. Other guys stepped up. Cale Pleak had a nice night, and Kyler Wormstead had 16 both nights and really played well, and it was just neat to see different guys stepping up at different times for us.
Cale has been playing extremely well since he's been kind of allotted some additional playing time here.
Yeah, he has a lot of ability, and he's in that weird spot as the fifth guy offensively. Kind of, if you look at shots for us, he's probably going to be the fifth leading scorer and the fifth leading guy as far as getting shots, and so that's tough to be able to know you're not going to get a lot of attempts, and you know when you get them, you got to be able to take advantage of it. And he struggled shooting the ball for probably about the first 7 to 9 games of the year. And the last, you know, since the holiday tournament, he's really shot it pretty well.
Evan Lindblad expected to play for you. He sat out the last four ball games with an injury and a little bit of sickness now this week, but he says he's ready and he's ready to go tonight.
Well, we hope so. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how he plays. I mean, I'm sure he'll be a little bit rusty, you know, missing basically 5 games because he only played 2 or 3 minutes against Broken Bow in the holiday tournament. But he's practiced all week, and he's looked pretty good. So we're excited to have him back. He definitely is a big difference for us, especially on the defensive side.
I was going to say, he adds that extra dimension to your offense and defense.
Well, yeah, definitely. And we've talked about this before in interviews, that offensively without him, we're very perimeter-oriented. And defensively, we're just not as good because, you know, right now in the dribbling, he's leading the area in blocks at 3 a game and 7 or 8 rebounds a game. And he gives us a true post presence where people have to double sometimes. So he definitely changes our team for the better when he's out there.
But you've been able to build a little bit of depth with him on the sidelines for a couple of weeks. You've built some depth, and it's been working pretty well so far.
Well, we talked about that with our kids. We have to look at every situation as in a positive light. And, you know, losing him, you could get real negative. But we looked at it as a positive. Other guys are going to get reps. And I think you're right. You know, other guys have stepped up. Connor Nelson, we've said all year, we look at as a starter anyway. And he's came in and played great. You know, Luke Goldenstein, Dylan Steinkruger have gotten a lot more minutes, and I thought have really gotten better from those minutes.
Everybody looks at your record 11-1 and say, Jesus, these guys are rolling, and there's not a whole lot to work on. But I'm sure you're focusing on something here with that half of the season you have to go.
Yeah, if they said that, they haven't watched us play because we got a lot of things we got to fix. And anybody that knows our schedule knows that we're back heavy with our schedule. We have a lot of tough games coming up. You know, with GICC and St. Hastings High. I mean, we just had some really difficult games coming. And so defensively, we just got to continue to get better. We've talked about playing great pressure defense but not over-pressuring on the ball because I think even against St. Paul, we got in foul trouble. Against Loup City, we didn't play well early because we couldn't contain the bounce. We got to do a better job of containing the ball and pressuring and being in good position off the ball. And offensively, quite honestly, we're doing a lot of positive things right now. The one thing we still got to find a way to do better is get the ball into the paint, either by the pass or the drive so we can get to the free throw line. You know, because all good teams are going to get to the line, and that's one thing we really have not done a great job of.
Now with Evan back in the lineup, that might come a little bit easier, huh?
Well, we hope so. Like I said again, I mean, at times, depending on how people play us, driving is difficult. I think we've seen zone in about 8 of our 11 or 12 games, which makes it difficult. And then having Evan out for, you know, basically 4.5, 5 games makes it difficult because he's our best back-to-the-basket player.
You've got to Grand Island Northwest here tonight, a team that comes in 5-6 on the season. They got one guy on the sideline that always throws in the question mark. That's Ryan Rathke, their head coach. He's always known for something out there, and you got to be prepared just about for anything, don't you?
Yeah, I'm happy that we didn't play on Tuesday this week because it gave us a whole week to get ready for this game. And Coach Rathke, you know, I've coached against him for 14, 15 years, and he's in Centura and I was in Donovan, and he's known for that. He's very good at it. He can throw you a curveball when you're not ready for it. He'll play T and chasers and triangles and twos and his matchup, and he's got all kinds of bullets in his gun, so to speak, defensively. And so we got to be ready for anything when you're playing against Northwest.
You prepare for all that stuff during the week, or are you just trying to adjust during the fly?
Well, we tried to prepare for like the junk defenses more this week, just because we've seen it for 2 or 3 minutes all year against Centura. We saw that this year with Coach Ullman. Other than that, we haven't seen it, so we prepared for that. But anything else, we've pretty much seen. We've seen 2-3, we've seen 1-2-2. Obviously, we've seen man. the biggest thing we got to prepare for with those guys is just their athleticism. I mean, they're very, very big. They're 6'6", 6'5", 6'5", in their front line. And so if they're in their zones or the man, it's going to cause us some issues with their size. So we've got to kind of understand how we have to attack them differently.
How do you overcome the size that we're going to see tonight?
Well, like when we played Bennington, we had to make it a guard game. We have to make it a perimeter game and space the floor and drive it and shoot it and get them to really have their bigs have to guard us. You know, if this is a game where we come out and we can't make shots, it'll be difficult because it'll be difficult to score inside consistently with their size.
It's a team that really struggled against St. Cecilia on Tuesday. I'm sure they're going to be biting at the bolt, ready to get back on the floor tonight, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I would have rather they would have had a close game against St. than to get beat by 35 or 40 points because I think, you know, they're going to be competitive. They're an athletic school that's had success in things, and they're going to be embarrassed by that performance. And, you know, they're going to be playing really, really, you know, hard and have great competitiveness early in the game tonight. So it's going to be important that we come out and match that.
Like I said, they got some good size inside. The Brown kid, the Ellsworth kid, both averaging in double figures for Grand Island Northwest. What have you seen out of those two guys?
Well, Ellsworth, he's coming off the bench recently right now. I don't know if he's been hurt or what the deal is, but he's a pretty good shooter, and he can play inside, outside. He started a little bit last year. Brown is their best player, in my opinion. When they need a basket, they go to him. He can put the ball on the floor a little bit. He can shoot a little bit. And that's the thing. A lot of their guys don't have one thing they're great at. They're just kind of versatile and do a little bit of everything.
Glaus came in the other day and hit 4 3-pointers against St. Cecilia, so he can definitely light them up from the outside.
Yeah, that's, you know, the knock on them offensively is they're not very consistent as a shooting team from the perimeter. You know, but Glaus can come in. He's the guy that you cannot leave him open. He's very smooth. And again, those 4 threes he hit against St. were pure. I mean, when they left his hand, you knew they were going in. And I've seen that on film, that he's a consistent shooter. So he's definitely somebody we got to watch when he's in the game.
Is that what makes the Northwest a little bit scary? They're just so inconsistent, but yet they're talented enough that they can go off any night?
Oh, I think so. I mean, if you have a great coach like they do and you've got athleticism like they do, you always got to be aware of those guys. And like you said, they have nights. They look great. I mean, York got beat by 6 by Grand Island Central Catholic the other night, and Northwest beat York. They beat them by 13 or 14 points. And so I know this team has the ability to definitely give us all we can handle.
So just basically take care of yourself should be all right, but you struggle tonight, and Northwest could be in the game.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're playing a Class B opponent, a district opponent, with Class B athletes, so this is not going to be a deal we can just show up and expect to win. We're going to have to play well.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Adams Central and Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days, same as cash, or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central here tonight as we get set for the boys' game between Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest. Starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings with 3 locations. Isaiah Dawes getting a start for Grand Island Northwest along with Taylor Willis, T.J. Schimmer, Will Mettenbrink, and also Brooke Brown. Meanwhile, for Adams Central, they'll go with Garrett Sittner tonight, also David Bullen, Tyler Warmstadt, Cale Pleak, and Evan Lindblad back after missing 5 games with an ankle injury. Lindblad is back in there. Starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings with 3 locations. They're now at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Adams Central ranked number 9 in Class B this week. According to the Lincoln Journal Star, they're 11-1 on the season. Grand Island Northwest, they are 5-6. Coming off after a poor performance the other night against St. Cecilia, losing to the Hawks by a score of 64-23. Adams Central with the opening possession here in this first quarter of play. The Patriots dressed in their homestanding whites. shooting to our basket to our right here tonight. There's Lindblad going to work right off of the bat, and the shot is no good. Evan with a shot right in front of the hole there. It would not go. It was short, and the rebound comes down to Grand Island Northwest. So the Vikings have the ball. This is Brown. They work it back around to the left wing. Adams Central is going to start off with a man-to-man defense. Here's Taylor Willis with the ball. Willis now to Matt Brink on the wing on the left side. Back out on top here. That's going to be T.J. Schimmer with the ball. Schimmer down to Brown, down to the baseline. It's up from 15. Rims off, no good. Down for the rebound. It's brought down here by Adams Central. Cale Pleak with a rebound. Long pass ahead. Knocked away from Evan Lindblad out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Adams Central. So just underway here in boys high school basketball. Northwest picked up a win in the girls contest tonight by the score of 38-33 over the Patriots. Adams Central with the ball. Here's Garrett Sittner with it out here in three-point territory. Gives it away to David Bullen. He's our leading scorer, averaging 17.3 points per ball game. Tyler Warmstadt out to K.O. Pleak. Northwest in a man-to-man defense as well. Here's Bullen just inside the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball brought down here by Brown. Brooke Brown with a rebound for Northwest. He'll bring it up himself. He races it back the other way against the Garrett Sittner. Hands the ball away now to the far sideline. That's a Taylor Willis. Willis comes out near the 10-second line. With the basketball there is going to be Will Mettenbrink. Now to the free throw line. They lob it down low. It's going to be off of the fingertips of T.J. Schimmer out of bounds. Isaiah Dodds was right there at the free throw line. He lobs her down the lane, and it was deflected out of bounds by Lindblad. It'll be Northwest playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Will Mettenbrink comes out on top to Taylor Willis. Left side now on the wing. That's going to be Brooke Brown. Contact made as he took the ball into the lane there. And a foul here is going to go on Bullen. David Bullen picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be his first, the team's first. 6:20 to play here in the first quarter, just underway. Going to the free throw line will be Brown. His shot is up there. It falls off of the front iron. No good. Brooke Brown, he had 2 points the other night against St. Cecilia. Averages 11.7 on the season. Next shot is up there. It is good. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. And Grand Island Northwest goes out on top of Adams Central tonight by a score of 1-0 here in this basketball game. AC comes back in their offensive zone. Here's Kyler Warmstadt with the ball. Leaves it out here to Lindblad. Far sideline now to David Bullen. Bullen puts it on the floor. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now he's trapped there as he gets the ball away to a Garrett Sittner. He has problems with the dribble. He picks it up on the far sideline. Garrett Sittner with the ball here just by the six-minute mark here in the first quarter. Sittner drives it down on the baseline, gives it away to Lindblad. Now back outside to Kyler Warmstadt. He drives it inside, spins left side of the lane, goes up with a shot. He's fouled into play as he is knocked down in the lane. Personal foul here called on Grand Island Northwest. And going to the free throw line for AC. We're going to have Warmstadt going to the line. He was fouled there by Isaiah Dawes. Downs picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one on the Vikings. Warmstadt to the line. His shot is up there. It's no good. Warmstadt is a 78% foul shooter in the season. He's in 11 out of 14 coming in here, averaging 9 points per ball game. Adams Central is a team hitting 75% of their free throws. Tyler Warmstadt will have one more. Looks up there. The shot is up. The shot is good. We're tied up at 1 point apiece. There comes Connor Nelson into the ball game now for Adams Central. Nelson comes in. Also, Luke Goldenstein coming into the ball game. That's going to be Cale Pleak checking out, and also Warmstadt. 5:44 to play here in the first quarter. Brown brings it back down to the corner. There's a shot by Mettenbrink. That's an air ball, no good. Rebound, Garrett Sittner. Patriots want to run back the other way. Sittner comes across the top to Lindblad for a three-shot good. Evan Lindblad, the big guy, steps away from the hoop there and knocks down a three-ball. And Adams Central goes out on top by a score of 4-1. There's Brooke Brown down the right sideline, down in the corner. Mettenbrink for three. That shot hits the iron. No good. Rebound Lindblad. Evan Lindblad comes on the near sideline out of Garrett Sittner. Races it back the other way. Here's Lindblad, top of the key. Three-pointer put up there. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink has got the ball for Grand Island Northwest. He runs into Sittner here in the backcourt. Looks like he got away with an over and back there. Now he gets it across the 10-second line to Isaiah Dawes. Dawes now to a Will Mettenbrink. Adams Central saves with his man-to-man defense. Right in his grill defensively is going to be Garrett Sittner. Dribbling of the ball out here is going to be Will Mettenbrink for Grand Island Northwest. Takes off, drives it to the elbow, left side, down to the free throw line. Dawes, his shot is up there, no good. We got a foul call and a rebound. Personal foul will go on the rebound. It's going to go on Grand Island Northwest. It's going to go on T.J. Schimmer. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number two. Team foul number two on the Vikings here in this first quarter of play. 4:41 to go. Adams Central out on top of Grand Island Northwest tonight by a score of 4-1. There's Kyler Wormstad back into the ball game. He's got it on the wing. Comes out here. It's a K.O. Pleak down to the left side. A three-pointer. Good. David Bullen knocks one down from another area code on the far sideline. A three-point play by David Bullen. He's averaging 17 points per ball game. And the Patriots go out on top of the Vikings by a score of 7-1. There's Brooke Brown. He lobs it down in the corner. Trevor Brown. Entry pass down low to Ellsworth. Sounders up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Dawes up and in. Isaiah Dawes gets the offensive board and the putback. 7-3 is the score now. Adams Central is out on top. Here comes the Patriots back the other way. A shot from the short left baseline. No good by Goldenstein. Rebound comes down here. It's a Brown. He runs her back the other way. Brown spins at the elbow. Drives it down the lane. His shot no good, and he's fouling the play. Runs over a man in the lane. That's Goldenstein. I think Goldenstein is going to be the guilty party. That's the case. Luke Goldenstein picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Brooke Brown will go to the free throw line now for Grand Island Northwest. Brown has got 1 point in the ball game. He scored that first free throw of the ball game for Northwest. His shot is up there this time. It's going to be short, no good. He'll get one more. Into the ball game again will be Lindblad for Adams Central. Nelson will come in. Coming out is going to be Goldenstein. And also coming out is going to be Garrett Sittner. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Brown, so he hits one out of two. And the Patriots are out on top by a score of 7-4 here in Boys High School basketball. There's Connor Nelson, high left side. Nelson behind his screen. Comes out to Wormstad. Wormstad brings it back to Nelson on the wing. Throws up a three-pointer. It's too long, no good. Rebound to Brown. Brown has it tipped away. It's picked up here by Bowen. He drives, shoots, and scores. Bowen gets a steal in backcourt and scores. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame. A turnover there on Grand Island Northwest. 9-4 is the score. Adams Central out by 5 points. We're in the opening period. 3.5 minutes to play. There's a Brooke Brown with the ball. Walks it down the right sideline. Comes out on top. Ellsworth throws up a three. That shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound Connor Nelson. Nelson a long pass ahead over the head of Cale Pleak out of bounds. AC trying to get their running game going there, and they threw it over the head of Cale Pleak out of bounds. And now we got a timeout called here by the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
With the new year comes the resolve to play hard, to play your best, with the best equipment and apparel from TM Sporting Goods. Everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in makes a big difference on how you play. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge. With top name brands and personal service from Steve Barino and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. Grand Island Northwest won the girls' ball game tonight by a score of 38-33 over the Patriots. And now the Adams Central boys with a lead here, 9-4 in the nightcap. We're in the first quarter. Ellsworth has got the ball for the Vikings. Comes over here to Riley Glouses into the ball game now. Riley hit 4 three-pointers the other night against St. Cecilia. There's a three thrown up there. No good by Brooke Brown. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Garrett Sittner, his pass is going to be deflected back out of bounds. Kicked out of bounds here by Glouse. And AC will play things in right in front of the Northwest Vikings bench. 9-4, AC's got the lead with 2:48 to play here in the first quarter. Here's Kyler Wormstad with the ball for Adams Central. Goes over to Bowen. Bowen on the high left side over there. David Bowen gets it back out to Wormstad out near the 10-second line. Wormstad getting some instructions from head coach Zach Foster. Wormstad bounce pass over here in the right wing. That's Garrett Sittner. Sittner goes inside to Lindblad. He's on it up there and in. Evan Lindblad came up, set his screen. He rolls down lane. They got him the ball. And Evan Lindblad has now got a 3-2 in this basketball game. And the Patriots are out on top by a score of 11-4 here in the first quarter. Here's a pass over to Glouse. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Bowen. Northwest will play things in right here at the 10-second line. Into the ball game now for Adams Central. It's going to be Dylan Steinkruger. Bowen's going to get a quick breather here at the 2:14 mark of this first quarter of play. And batting the ball here is going to be Taylor Willis. Willis gets it in to Riley Glouse, and he'll walk it across the 10-second line here for Northwest. Goes to the right side of the floor. Now gets the ball to Ellsworth. Top of the key, left side to Willis. Willis dribbling with it. He's double-teamed. His pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Wormstad. He drives, and he's knocked down on the play. as he goes for the hole. Wormsand is knocked out of bounds there, and a foul is going to be called on Riley Glaus of Northwest. Glaus picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Vikings here in this first quarter of play. This will be a shooting foul, though, as he was mauled in the act of shooting here. Kyler Wormsand, again, will score to the free throw line for Adams Central. He is 1 out of 2 so far tonight, 78% for the season. Kyler Wormsand looks up there. His shot is up and in. Wormsand will get one more. End of the ball game now. Connor Nelson for Adams Central. Going out will be Cale Pleak. The Patriots have lost only one game all season long. That was back in the holiday tournament when they lost to Bennington. They're 11-1 on the season. Next shot is up there. It is no good by Wormsand. And the rebound comes down here to Christian Ellsworth for Grand Island Northwest. So it's a 12-4 ball game. It's been 52 seconds to play here in the first quarter. There's a Riley Glaus bringing the ball back against Connor Nelson. Goes down in the corner. That's Taylor Willis with the ball. Now to Dons at the free throw line. Dumps it down low. Double team. And the ball is ripped out of there. They take that ball away from Christian Ellsworth. Here comes Dylan Steinkruger with the ball. Out to Sittner. Down in the corner again to Steinkruger. Takes it into the paint. Jump pass down low to Lindblad. Lindblad comes out to the left side to Wormsand. Tyler Wormsand trying to drive it into the lane there. And the ball's knocked loose and is picked up here by Northwest. The first turnover on the Patriots. Back the other way. Traveling violation. Taylor Willis runs into traffic down the far sideline as he looked up, and Garrett Sittner was right there. A traveling violation is called in Northwest. Second turnover on the Vikings here in the ball game. AC will come back the other way. A minute and 21 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 12-4 is the score. Adams Central out on top here. Patriots will play things in here in backcourt as Garrett Sittner will get to David Bolin as he trots it across the midcourt stripe. David Bolin works the left side of the floor, drives it all the way to the baseline. He puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Glaus. Riley Glaus coming down the near side. Throws it down in the corner. Mettenbrink, long-range jumper, no good. Offensive rebound to Glaus. Entry pass back in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Adams Central's Connor Nelson. Down on the near sideline to Garrett Sittner. Out on top to Bolin for 3. Bingo. David Bolin knocks down his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's now got 8 points and is now a 15-4 ball game. Adams Central has jumped on the Vikings early in this basketball game tonight. In Northwest, lost to AC St. Cecilia Tuesday night, 64-23. Here's Glaus for 3. That shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here offensively to Ellsworth. Now he's double-teamed in the corner. The ball ripped out of there. Connor Nelson has got the ball for Adams Central. Nelson gets the ball to Bolin across the 10-second line. Spins, puts up a one-hander. Good. Bolin, tricky, dribbles into the forecourt and is running one-hander down the lane. Is good. Bolin's got 10 points and is now a 17-4 ball game in favor of Adams Central. The ninth-ranked Patriots rolling along here in the first quarter of play. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Lindblad. He gets it away now to Sittner into the forecourt. Garrett Sittner with the ball. Stops on the far sideline. Out to Steinkruger. A long three. It's up there no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Very impressively, Adams Central has got the lead here over Grand Island Northwest after one. After the first 8 minutes, it's Adams Central 17, Grand Island Northwest 4. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com. 1230 KHAS.
Here's a scoreboard update brought to you tonight by Furniture Direct of Hastings. Located on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Hastings High has got the lead in their ball game over McCook tonight. The score is 21-10. That's after one quarter. Got some girls' high school basketball scores from earlier tonight. Hastings High, they picked up a win over McCook in the opener over the Tiger Gym, 56-22. Osceola upset number one ranked Giltner tonight by a score of 40-37. That's the first loss of the season for the Hornets. Pleasanton over Amherst by a score of 36-30. Grand Island Northwest winners over Adams Central tonight, 38-33. The Adams Central boys leading Grand Island Northwest now at the end of the first quarter by a score of 17-4. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct. Visit them online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. 17-4 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Northwest with the opening possession. They're in the second quarter of play, dressed in their black and gold uniforms tonight. Shooting to our basket to our left. There's Brown with the ball. Out on top, now to Dawes. Sends it to the far sideline to Glaus. Glaus moves to his left. Thought about the three. Pass it up. Goes out to Brooke Brown out there. He takes it to the right sideline. Now to Dawes inside the free throw circle. Dawes comes over here near side. Now to Mettenbrink. He tries to penetrate inside. It's cut off. Glaus at the top of the key. Down low to Dawes. He puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. K.O. Pleak knocking the ball out of bounds there for Adams Central. So he gets a block. And the Vikings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. With 7:25 to play here in the first half. The Patriots out on top 17-4. They lob it in the lane there to Dawes. He goes up. His shot's no good. Again, Pleak got a little piece of that one. And the ball is brought down to Jared Sittner. Jared Sittner runs her back the other way for the Patriots. Into the offensive zone. They lob it in the lane. That's going to be over the head of Pleak out of bounds. Adams Central turns the ball over for the second time. The Patriots in the first quarter hit 6 out of 12 from the field for 50%. Grand Island Northwest only 1 out of 8 for 13%. The Patriots 3 out of 4 on three-pointers for 75%. Grand Island Northwest was 0 out of 5 in that first quarter of play. Here's Glaus back the other way. His driving layup is good, and we'll see if it counts. Riley Glaus taking it down the right side of the lane there. Gets the field goal to go down, and the bucket is going to count here by Glaus, and he is fouled in the play. So Glaus goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. David Bolin is going to be the guilty party here. He picks up his second personal foul. Here comes Evan Lindblad back into the ball game for AC. Luke Goldenstein will check out. Glaus will go to the line to try to make this a three-point play. It's 17-6 now. Adams Central has got the lead here in the second. Shot from the line is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Pleak. Cale Pleak with a rebound for Adams Central. Gets the ball away now. Into the forecourt. That's David Bolin with the ball. Over in the far sideline. Tyler Wormstadt now to Pleak out here. About 35 feet away from the basket. Goes on the wing on the right side. It's mishandled there by Bolin. And the ball is taken down by the Northwest Vikings. Coming back the other way is Brown. He takes it down the lane. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. Personal foul going to be whistled on Lindblad. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line now for Northwest is going to be Brooke Brown. He's averaging 11.7 points and 6.9 rebounds per game. He's got 2 points so far tonight. Now he misses the free throw. He is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Brooke Brown is a big boy, 6'5" and a junior here. For Northwest head coach Garrett Rapke, next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Grand Island Northwest. I should say Ryan Rapke, Garrett's son, who coaches the junior varsity team. A shot is taken there by Bolin. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad, and he fires the ball to the far sideline. It's lost out of bounds. Trying to get it to Wormstadt. It goes sailing into the second row of the bleachers. 6.5 minutes to play. Here in the first half of the Patriot Gym, 17-6 is the score. Grand Island Northwest trailing here in the ball game. Adams Central has got the ball. Brown to the far sideline. To Glaus, he is double-teamed over there. Riley Glaus gets the ball away. It's going to be tipped away. Picked up at the top of the key by Shimmer. Now down in the corner, that's Mettenbrink. His shot for three, no good. Offensive rebound, back up. A foul shot by Glaus, no good. Rebound, Dawes. He's stripped of the ball, and a foul is called. So now the Vikings getting second and third opportunities here against this Adams Central defense. Finally, a personal foul is going to be called here on Cale Pleak of AC. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 in the Patriots. We're going to have some free throws coming up here. This is Isaiah Dawes. He's got 2 points in the ball game so far on a field goal, and his free throw is up there no good. Northwest now 2 out of 7 on free throws so far in this basketball game. Isaiah Dawes will have one more here for the Vikings. His shot is up there. That one rattles out of there no good. It was halfway down and popped out of there. So it's still 17-6. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots with the ball. Bolin drives it to the baseline. Kicks her out here to the far sideline to Cale Pleak. He takes the ball down the lane. Is running one-hander. Good. Cale Pleak scores for Adams Central. That's his first field goal. And the Patriots are out on top now by a score of 19-6 here in the second quarter. Here's Brooke Brown bringing the ball back in the offensive zone here against Garrett Sittner. Comes out near the 10-second line to Riley Glaus. Adams Central still in a man-to-man defense. Glaus flips the ball away. Mettenbrink will try his luck out here now. Mettenbrink behind his screen moves it to the left side. T.J. Shimmer back out top of the key to Dawes. Dawes brings it back here to Mettenbrink. Takes it down to the baseline. Picked up by Wormstadt. His pass comes out here to Glaus now. Back to Mettenbrink. He puts it on the floor. Gives it to Brown as he drives it down the right side of the lane. Spins. Goes for the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down by Lindblad. The ball's going to be picked up here by Bolin. One on two, back the other way to Evan Lindblad. Drives for the hole, shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. And Lindblad will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central after he was hacked on the arm. Northwest turns it over back there on the offensive end. They've now got four turnovers in the basketball game. Personal foul here goes on T.J. Shimmer. That's going to be his second. Evan Lindblad to the free throw line now for the Patriots. 65% for the season. His shot is up there. It's good. And Evan Lindblad missed about five games here with a high ankle sprain that he suffered during the Christmas holiday break. And this is his first playing time he's been able to enjoy for a while. Lindblad off to a good start. He's got 6 points in the ball game now for Adams Central. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in, so he cans a couple of free throws. And the Patriots are now out on top by a score of 21-6. This trip to Hastings has not been kind for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest after being mauled by Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday. There's a shot from Trevor Brown from the corner. No good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. Patriots basketball. St. Cecilia beat this team on Tuesday, 64-23. They'll complete their tour of the Hastings teams next Friday night when Northwest will play host to the Hastings High Tigers up at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. 4:49 to play. There in the first half, Adams Central is out on top of Grand Island Northwest by a score of 21-6. Cale Pleak with the ball. Leaves it outside. Sittner for three. Shot is up there. No good, but he is knocked down out here in three-point territory by Dawes. Isaiah Dawes picks up the personal foul for Northwest. That's going to be his second. And now Sittner will get three free throws. And he's the best free throw shooter in the team here for Adams Central, knocking down 87% of his shots. He has 14 out of 16 from the free throw line this season. He'll have three shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. His first one is up there, no good. So Garrett Sittner will have two more shots here as he was fouled at the top of the key out here in three-point territory. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. So he jinxed him here. He's 0 for 2, and now Garrett Sittner will have one more shot here. 21-6 is the score. Adams Central is out on top of the Grand Island Northwest Vikings here in Boys High School of Basketball. Northwest beat Adams Central in a girls game tonight, 38-33. Next shot is up there. He misses that one, so he misses all three. The best free throw shooter in the team misses all three free throws. 21-6, the score remains. Adams Central has got the lead. Near sideline, Trevor Brown has got it. Ellsworth, down to Brown. On the right side, his three-pointer put up there, no good. Ellsworth saves it. They get it in the hands of Trevor Brown. Out on top of the key now, a three-pointer launched up there by Taylor Willis. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Luke Goldenstein. Goldenstein now to Kyler Warmstead. Drives it, leaves it down in the corner to Sittner for three. Shot no good. Rebound Goldenstein. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. End of the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest will be T.J. Shimmer. Shimmer comes in. Isaiah Dawes will check out. Evan Lindblad checking back in for Adams Central, and going out will be Luke Goldenstein. Adams Central inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath throw and basket. Garrett Sittner will trigger things in for the Patriots. Sittner looking. He gets it in here. Warmstadt with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to David Bullen between the circles out here. David Bullen on the dribble behind the screen from Lindblad. Comes across the top to Warmstadt for three. Shot good. Tyler Warmstadt knocks down a tray from the top of the key. He's got 5 points in the ball game. It's now 24-6. Adams Central is blowing the Vikings out of here early. Brown has got the ball now to Trevor Brown on the far sideline to Ellsworth. 200 pass goes down in the corner to Willis. Skip pass to the right side. Trevor Brown with the ball. Picked up by Evan Lindblad. This is Brooke Brown. Takes it down to the baseline. Goes for the hole. His shot good. And he's fouled in the play. Brooke Brown gets the field goal to go down there for Northwest. And now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The bucket's going to count, and the personal foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. That's going to go on Cale Pleak. That's going to be his second personal. Riley Glouse to the free throw line. Or check that. It's going to be Brooke Brown going to the free throw line. And his shot is up there, and his shot is going to be no good. He misses that one. Northwest cannot buy a free throw here in this ball game. 24-8 now. Adams Central is out on top here in boys high school basketball. And now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout for Adams Central. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. We'll be back with more after this.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call
402-463-4853.
1230
KHAS. Mike Will back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. We'll head to Sioux City, Iowa tomorrow for Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will play at Morningside. Women's game will get underway at 2 o'clock with the guys to follow at 4 tomorrow. On the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. 24-8 is the score. Adams Central in the lead here over Grand Island Northwest in boys high school play. David Bolin has got the ball now for Adams Central as play resumes here. Over to Warmstead on the high left side. Warmstadt dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Bounce pass to Goldenstein. Now to Bolin. Bolin drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops, puts it up there left-handed and scores. David Bolin now with 12 points in the ball game here for Adams Central. It's now a 26-8 ball game. Northwest with no answer on this Adams Central offensive attack here tonight. Trevor Brown out to Ellsworth for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to AC. That's a Warmstadt with a rebound. Tyler brings her back the other way to David Bolin on the far sideline. Bolin takes it into the lane. His running one-hander is good. Bolin with 14 here in the first half, and it's 28-8 as Adams Central has built a 20-point lead here in the first half. Taylor Willis with the ball on the far sideline. He's double-teamed. Comes out here to Riley Glaus, who's back in the ball game. He penetrates down the right side of the lane. His shot out for the window is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Warmstadt. Here come the Patriots running back the other way. Warmstadt loses control of the dribble inside the free-throw circle. Picks her back up, goes out to Bolin. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the second quarter. 28-8. Adams Central has got the lead. Bolin down the right side of the lane. He's hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Taylor Willis picks up the personal foul for Northwest. That's going to be his first. Here comes Brooke Brown back in there for Northwest. Mittenbrink is going to come back in as well. Connor Nelson's going to come in now for Adams Central. Bolin's going to come to the bench. 2:14 to play in the first half. 28-8. Adams Central will lead. Warmstadt, entry pass down low. Lindblad has it. He bobbles it. Now picks it up. His shot is up there. No good. A little hook shot in the lane that misfires. And the rebound comes down to Isaiah Dawes. Dawes gets it away to Brooke Brown. He'll bring things up down the right sideline. Picked up by Connor Nelson. Spins against Connor. Puts up a shot. No good. He's hacked in the arm. Nelson picks up the personal foul here for Adams Central. That's going to be his first. That is team foul number 7 on the Patriots here in the first half. Now going to the free throw line is going to be Brooke Brown. Brown has got 4 points in the ball game, but he's just 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. This one is up there. It is good. He'll get one more. Brown had 2 points the other night, and that loss to Hastings St. Cecilia when the Vikings took a 64-23 loss back to the city. Second shot by Brown is up there. No good. Here's Bolin back the other way. His driving layup is going to be no good, and the ball tapped out, and Bolin grabs it, but he was already out of bounds as he went driving to the hole. So with a 1:49 left here in the second quarter, Grand Island Northwest will come back the other direction. Here comes Garrett Sittner back into the ball game now. Going out will be Kyler Warmstadt. Grand Island Northwest will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Trailing in the ball game by a score of 28-9. Brooke Brown with the ball will bring things up for the Vikings. Down the right sideline. Out to Isaiah Dawes, top of the key to Taylor Willis on the wing. Has the basketball stripped away. Garrett Sittner has got it as he's in pursuit. He grabs the ball on the near sideline. Sittner has it on a Northwest turnover. Nice pass inside. A shot by Goldenstein is partially deflected. That's brought down here by Grand Island Northwest running back the other way. This is going to be Taylor Willis. Gets it out there on the right side of the elbow to Shimmer. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Sittner, and he's fouled in the play. Adams Central getting the turnover in that preceding possession there, but they couldn't finish at the other end as Goldenstein misses the easy field goal. But now the foul is going to be called here in backcourt, and we're going to have a free throw or two back here at the other end. Garrett Sittner will go to the free throw line for Adams Central as he was fouled in backcourt by Will Mettenbrink. So Garrett Sittner, who is 0 out of 3 from the line so far tonight, will toe the mark here for the Patriots. A minute and 20 seconds to play here in the second quarter. All Adams Central tonight. The Patriots are out on top by a score of 28-9. After leading 17-4 at the end of the first quarter, down from the free throw line by Sittner is up there and in. Sittner will have one more. He's averaging 9 points and 3.8 rebounds per ball game. 29-9. Adams Central will lead. Garrett Sittner will have one more. Shot is up there and in. So Sittner knocks down two. Wormstat back in. Going out is going to be Garrett Sittner. 30-9. Adams Central, a team that's been averaging 61 points per ball game all season long. Their defense has been outstanding, only giving up 42.9. There's Will Mettenbrink with the ball just across the 10-second line. Connor Nelson will be right in his face defensively for Adams Central. Mettenbrink dribbling with the ball, comes to the near side, down to Taylor Willis. Willis puts it on the floor against Bullen, dribbles to the free throw line. Back outside to Shimmer, down to Taylor Willis again. Taylor out here in three-point territory. He's going to drive the ball down the left side of the lane. His little runner up there is going to be no good. Ball tapped around, and it is picked up by Willis. Keeps it alive here. Back outside to Brown. His shot for three. That one won't go. Battle for the rebound. Doss has got it for Northwest in the lane. It's stripped away, and the ball's picked up here by Adams Central. That's David Bowen with the ball. Back for the Patriots. Bowen gets it out here to Goldenstein. His shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Willis of Grand Island Northwest. Outlet pass to the far sideline to Will Mettenbrink, and now Northwest will hold things up here. 19 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's 30-9. Adams Central has got the lead. Will Mettenbrink with the ball out here against Wormstat. Mettenbrink moves it down to the baseline. Now he is forced out of bounds, and he turns the ball over. Good defense there by Wormstat of Adams Central. He rides him all the way down to the baseline, and then he steps out of bounds. A turnover on the Vikings. That's going to be their sixth here in this first half of play. Now Adams Central comes back with the ball with 8.2 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Tyler Wormstat will inbound the ball. Bullen down the far sideline. Picked up by Brown. Crosses the 10-second line. Long-range jumper by Bullen is off of the iron. No good. Rebound Wormstat. His follow shot no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So a pretty good first half there for the Adams Central Patriots. They go into the locker room with a huge lead, a 21-point lead here at the break. The score, Adams Central 30, Grand Island Northwest 9. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
It's your reward for being a current owner of a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicle. Now get up to a $1,500 owner loyalty rebate at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Hastings. Stop in and check out the great selection of new vehicles in stock ready for you to drive home today. Huge national rebates combined with the owner appreciation sale will save you thousands on your purchase at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym, Adams Central is out on top of Grand Island Northwest at the break. The score is 30-9 in favor of the Patriots here tonight. Adams Central trailed 1-0 as Grand Island Northwest hit the first free throw of the first quarter, but it's all been Patriots since then. They got out to a 7-1 lead as they scored the next 7 points here for AC. They led at the end of the first quarter 17-4. And you get the picture. Northwest has now been on the same floor as the Patriots here tonight. Adams Central with a lead at halftime. The score is 30-9. We'll get you some halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on your groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. Adams Central getting a couple of three-pointers in the first half from David Bullen. David's got 2 threes, and he's got 4 2-point field goals. So Bullen is leading the way for AC tonight. He's got 14 points here in the first half. Evan Lindblad coming back from his injury. He's got a 3 and a 2, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 7 points. Tyler Wormstat, he's got a 3-pointer, and he is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points. The other scores for Adams Central, Garrett Sittner is 2 out of 5 from the free throw line for 2 points, and Cale Pleak has knocked down a field goal for 2 points. Adams Central 6 out of 11 for the free throw line in the first half, and unofficially 3 turnovers in the basketball game. For the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest, not much on the board. They got 9 points, and 5 of them have come from Brooke Brown. He's got a field goal, and he is 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points. Riley Glaus has knocked down a field goal for 2. He is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. And Isaiah Dawes, he's got a field goal, and he is 0 out of 2 from the line for 2 points. Grand Island Northwest is 3 out of 11 from the free throw line in the first half, and unofficially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. In our score at halftime, it is Adams Central out on top of the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest by a score of 30-9. Our halftime scoring numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. They're located at Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. You're listening to high school basketball here on 1230 KHIS. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym here tonight. Adams Central in the first half of play. They hit 10 out of 25 from the field for 40%. Grand Island Northwest only 3 out of 22. They connected on 17% of their shots against the Adams Central defense here tonight. On three-pointers, Grand Island Northwest has missed all 9 of their attempts. Adams Central is 4 out of 8 for 50%. Rebounds, Adams Central has got 19. Grand Island Northwest has got 17. Patriots have 3 offensive rebounds and 16 on defense. Grand Island Northwest has got 7 offensive rebounds and 10 on defense. Adams Central officially with 4 turnovers in the first half of play. Grand Island Northwest has got 10. Adams Central with 1 steal, actually 7 steals in the ball game for Adams Central in the first half, 2 for Grand Island Northwest. AC with 3 blocked shots. Grand Island Northwest with no blocked shots here in the first half and are going to score at halftime. It is 30-9. Adams Central is out on top of the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Girls ball game tonight, it was Grand Island Northwest beating Adams Central by a score of 38-33. Josie Bumgardner and Jackie Fowler scored 13 points apiece for Adams Central in the ball game tonight. Kelsey Plocky, she had 14 points for Grand Island Northwest, including 10 in the second half of play. Adams Central had a 10-5 lead after the first quarter. Northwest came back to lead at halftime 18-16. Adams Central led 27-26 at the end of 3. But again, Grand Island Northwest winning over Adams Central tonight by a score of 38-33. Neither team had a good ball game tonight. Adams Central, they hit 42% from the field, but got only 31 shots away. Grand Island Northwest, they were 28% from the field. They were 11 out of 40. Adams Central connecting on only 14% of their three-pointers tonight. They were 3 out of 22 from beyond the arc. Grand Island Northwest was 4 out of 15 for 27%. So Adams Central, they dropped to 9 wins and 4 losses on the season. They will play at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Grand Island Northwest, they improved to 5 wins and 7 losses, and they will take on the Hastings High Tigers next Friday night up at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. Got some other girls' basketball scores to pass along to you from the area tonight. It was Pleasanton beating Amherst by a score of 36-30. Osceola, they upset number 1 ranked Giltner tonight in Class D2. Giltner had been undefeated until tonight, and Osceola upsets the Hornets by a score of 40-37. The Hastings High girls picking up a win over McCook by a score of 56-22 in action up at the Tiger Gym tonight. had an earlier score in boys play. The Hastings High boys leading McCook at the end of the first quarter by the score of 21-10. And it was Amherst leading Pleasanton. Sounds like a football score. Amherst out on top of Pleasanton at the end of the first quarter by a score of 7-0. So we're sneaking up on the second half here this evening at the Patriot Gym in Hastings. 30-9 is the score. Adams Central with a big 21-point lead over Grand Island Northwest. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series Windows and Patio Doors from a brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder that they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central here tonight as we head to the second half of play. The Patriots out on top by a score of 30-9 in boys high school basketball. Again, Adams Central looked good there in the first half of play. The Patriots also out rebounding Grand Island Northwest in that first half, 19-17. They outshot the Vikings as well. Again, Grand Island Northwest 0 out of 9 from three-point territory in the first two quarters of play. So Adams Central will come back out. They'll shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half. The Patriots looking for their 12th win of the 2014-2015 season. Adams Central will have the opening possession here in the second half. Here's David Bolin with the ball. Bolin comes over here to Garrett Sittner as this third quarter is underway. Sittner comes out between the rings now as they get the ball to Cale Pleak. Cale Pleak goes to the far sideline to David Bolin. He drives it down the lane. Bolin, he's going to foul into play. He got to the rim there, and he's fouled into play here by the Vikings. Brooke Brown picks up the personal. That's going to be his first team foul number one on Northwest here in the second half. They play things in, and Lindblad as he steals the ball away, and we got a falling out of bounds with Isaiah Dawes. So Adams Central maintained control here. Sold the ball away from Lindblad, but he was out of bounds here on the near sideline. AC plays things in. A pass is going to be errant, but it's going to be picked up here by Garrett Sittner. Now a pass inside goes off of the fingertips of Lindblad out of bounds. So that was perhaps the worst possession that we've seen all night from Adams Central as they turn the ball away for the fifth time here tonight. Grand Island Northwest comes back with the ball. Brooke Brown to the near sideline to Taylor Willis to the far side. Mettenbrink for three. Bingo. Well, Mettenbrink knocks down a three ball there for Grand Island Northwest. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It's now 30-12. Adams Central the lead. Dribble penetration. Bounce pass to Lindblad. He misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Brooke Brown for Grand Island Northwest. Brown dribbles out of there. Comes behind a screen from Dawes. Brown drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out here. Taylor Willis back outside now. With the basketball there is Riley Glouse, who gets the start to Taylor Willis. Now to Glouse. Lobs it down low to Dawes, and he's fouled in the play. Personal foul will go here on Adams Central. That's going to go on Bolin. That's going to be his third. Coming into the ball game now for AC is going to be Connor Nelson. Bolin's going to check out the 6:58 mark here in the third quarter with Adams Central out on top by a score of 30-12. They lob it in the lane there. Doss grabs it. He goes up against Lindblad. It's not going to be blocked down. Doss grabs the ball back, and he's got to be traveling there somewhere. Took about three extra steps, and now we're going to have a personal foul called. It's going to go on Adams Central's Connor Nelson. Nelson picks up his second personal foul, team foul number two on the Patriots here in the third quarter of play. Northwest will trigger things in. Will Mettenbrink comes out on top. Taylor Willis fakes the three, dribbles it down the left side of the lane, kicks it down to the left baseline. A shot by Dawes is going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Adams Central's Kyler Wormstadt. Kyler runs her back the other way, down the lane, running one-hander. Is going to be up there too strong. Gets his own rebound. Wormstadt trying to get the ball away. It's knocked loose by Brown. He falls down. Now a foul is going to be called back here. That's going to go on Wormstadt of Adams Central. That's going to be his first. So Northwest will play things in here in backcourt. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. Third quarter, 30-12. AC's got the lead. Will Mettenbrink out on top. Now to Glaus. His shot for three is up there. No good. High in the air for the rebound. There is Lindblad. Evan Lindblad comes on the near sideline to Wormstad. Here come the Patriots now. Wormstad brings it back to the center of the floor. Pulls up, shoots a three-pointer. Shot good. Tyler Wormstad, he finds the spot on the court that he likes there and knocks down a three-ball. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, including 2 three-pointers. 33-12 in the ball game now. Adams Central has got the lead. Brown has got it to the near sideline, the Mettenbrink. He launches up a tray. His shot no good. Dawes wrestles the ball away from Sittner, drives it down the left side of the lane, and scores off the window. Isaiah Dawes now with a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game, 33-14. Patriots have the lead here in boys high school basketball. Wormstad on the far sideline brings it out here in the three-point territory, back to the center of the floor. Again, he dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. This time he sends it over to Sittner, back to Wormstad. He's picked up out there by Mettenbrink of Grand Island Northwest as the Vikings stay with the man-to-man defense. Garrett Sittner, he'll crank up a three-ball. His shot's going to be up there no good. Rebound Lindblad, and he's pushed from behind. Isaiah Dawes picking up the personal foul for Northwest. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number one in the Vikings here in the third quarter. Checking in the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Goldenstein. And Lindblad will come to the bench. Bolin coming back in there. Wormstad will get some pine time here for the Adams Central Patriots. Also coming in is going to be Brandon Gannon. Brandon Gannon into the ball game for the first time here for Northwest. He's a 6 foot junior. 5:20 to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central with a big lead, 33-14. This has not been a contest here tonight. Sittner drives the ball into the lane. Bounce pass down low to Pleak, and his shot is up and in. K.O. Pleak scores. That's his second field goal of the ball game. 35-14. Adams Central the lead here in boys high school basketball. There's a Mettenbrink with the ball. Gets it to Brandon Gannon on the far side. He's double-teamed. Back out to Mettenbrink. Open for three. Takes the shot and scores it. Will Mettenbrink knocks down a three-ball. That's his second tray here in the third quarter. 35-17, Adams Central the lead. Sittner, the counter Nelson. Two-handed pass comes out to Pleak, now to Bolin. Bolin drives the ball to the basket, and he throws up a little shot. It's going to be no good. The ball poked out of there. Riley Glaus picks it up now for Grand Island Northwest. Glaus weaving his way between defenders. Bounce pass down to Dawes in the lane. Dawes dribbles once, goes back up. The basketball is stripped away. It's picked up by Connor Nelson. Turnover on Grand Island Northwest. Here come the Patriots back the other way. Connor Nelson on the dribble. Hesitates at the top of the three-point circle. Dribbles it inside the ring, and now Zach wants to call a timeout. Adams Central calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High with the lead of McCook in boys high school basketball. The score is 46-36. That's after three quarters up at the Tiger Gym. So Hastings High with a 10-point lead over the Bison. Hastings High girls winning earlier tonight. Here's David Bolin for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. We got a foul called. Tumbling down there was Connor Nelson. And a foul here is going to go on the Patriots. It's going to go on Nelson. So he goes tumbling down to the hardwood. He picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. 35-17. The Patriots have the lead here. Northwest with the basketball. There's Riley Glaus, lobs it inside. That's going to be Shimmer with the ball. Shimmer now to Gannon on the baseline right side. Picked up over there by Connor Nelson. There's Brown. His shot in the lane. Good. Brett Brown scoring there for Northwest. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. It's 35-19. Adams Central has got the lead here in the third. There's Kyler Wormstad. Fakes the three. Dribbles it inside. Now kicks the ball to Connor Nelson. On the right wing, there's David Bolin. He drives it against Brown. Can't put up a shot. Back out to Nelson for three. His shot is no good. Tip trying no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwest basketball. Garrett Sittner coming into the ballgame now for Adams Central. Also coming in will be Lindblad. Connor Nelson coming to the bench. Here comes Luke Goldenstein to the bench now for the Patriots. 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 35-19. Adams Central has got the lead here in boys high school play. Dribbling to the right side on the wing is going to be Brown. He stops there. Sittner on in his face defensively. Back outside now to Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink takes it to the far sideline on the dribble. Now he's double-teamed. Mettenbrink has to get rid of it. His pass is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Steinkruger down the right sideline to Bolin. David Bolin comes out here to Steinkruger. Now top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there by Wormstadt. No good. We got a foul call on the rebound. AC forces a turnover back here on the other end, but they can't convert on the offensive end. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Patriots. End of the ball game is going to be K.O. Pleak now for AC. Steinkruger will come to the bench. End of the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest will be Taylor Willis. Willis coming in. Riley Glaus will check out. That last foul went on Evan Lindblad. That's going to be his second personal foul. So Brooke Brown will bring the ball back for Grand Island Northwest. Just by the three-minute mark here in the third quarter. Sittner falls down. Brown pulls up inside the free throw circle. Throws up a shot. It's good. It hits the rim. It goes straight in the air and goes back down through the hole. There's a shot taken at the other end by Pleak. It's going to be no good. Brown grabs the rebound. Brooke Brown dribbles behind his back of the 10-second line. Gets into the offensive zone. Sittner picks him up now. Here's Brandon Gannon with the ball. Gannon picked up there by Kyler Wormstadt. Back out to Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink attacking the left side of the defense here for Adams Central. Mettenbrink retreats back out here near the 10-second line. Picked up by Cale Pleak. Mettenbrink sends it inside. The ball poked away by Sittner out of bounds. Northwest will play things in with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 35-21. Adams Central now with a 14-point lead. They get things in to a Taylor Willis. Comes out on top to Gannon. Now left side to Brooke Brown. Picked up by Pleak. He drives the ball to the basket. He puts it up there. The shot is going to be too strong. No good. Tip try, no good. Down for the rebound. It's loose under the basket. It's picked up here by Evan Lindblad. Lindblad has got it for Adams Central. Gets it the ball away to David Bullen. Nice pass ahead to Pleak. Two-handed pass comes out to Wormstadt. Down in the corner. That's Sittner for three. Shot is up there. No good. The ball poked out of there. It is picked up by Grand Island Northwest. Brooke Brown gets the rebound. Down to Taylor Willis. Into the forecourt. Now to Mettenbrink. And Mettenbrink is going to be guilty of the over and back violation. He just dribbles across the 10-second line there. You got to be aware of where you're at on the floor. That was an inexcusable turnover there for Grand Island Northwest as Willis just dribbles the ball across the 10-second line. That's 13 turnovers now in Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings have kind of snuck back into this thing. It is 35-21 with a minute and 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central led by 21 points at halftime at 30-9. There's a Wormstadt with the ball. Wormstadt out here 35 feet away from the basket. Has to get rid of it. Now we got a timeout called. Zach Foster calling the timeout from the bench there for Adams Central. We've got a timeout with a minute and 28 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 35, Grand Island Northwest 21.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 1:28 to play here in the third quarter, 35-21. Adams Central leading by 14 points. Patriots with the ball. Bolin for three from the right sideline. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound Lindblad. And it's wrestled out of his hands. It's picked up here by Taylor Willis. Now he's trapped in the corner. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Northwest basketball. Northwest will play things in here in backcourt. So all of a sudden, we've got ourselves a 14-point ball game. And Grand Island Northwest has got the basketball here as we approach 1 minute to play here in this third period. Trevor Brown has got it now for Northwest. He'll bring things up against Bolin. Trevor Brown over here on the wing to Glaus. He feeds the ball inside. Now they kick it back out. Here's Glaus for three. Shot is up there. It's off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Pleak. Cale Pleak with a rebound. Gets it away to David Bolin as he runs her back the other way. Left-handed dribble. Bolin now here on the left side of the floor. Loses control of the dribble. It goes out of bounds. And they say it was lost out of Bolin's hands. being pressured out here, and he lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 6 on Adams Central here in the ball game. 51.4 seconds to play in the third quarter, 35-21. Adams Central out on top here. Brooke Brown brings the ball back now for Grand Island Northwest down the right sideline. Gets it to the forecourt there against the Garrett Sittner, who gives the ball away to Trevor Brown. Trevor Brown has got the ball on the right side of the floor here, reverses it, goes out on top. That's Ellsworth. His shot for three is good, and he's fouled into play. Christian Ellsworth knocks down a big three-pointer from the top of the key, and he is fouled into play here by Cale Pleak. So Ellsworth has a chance at a four-point play here for Grand Island Northwest. That would pull him back to within 10 points here. 32.4 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Northwest is back to within 11 points. They were down by 21 at halftime, and virtually we had a nail already starting to go into their coffin. It was about lights out. They didn't show much in the first half, but they have a good job coming back in here. Ellsworth's free throws up there and in, and Grand Island Northwest is now within 10 points, 35-25 here in the third quarter with 21 seconds left. Here's a Sittner driving the ball down the lane. His shot won't go, and the ball is going to be recovered here by Ellsworth. He's trapped along the baseline. Ellsworth gets rid of the ball, gets it to Glouse, and now we've got a timeout called here, I think. It's going to be a timeout called by Grand Island Northwest head coach Ryan Rapke. So with 15.9 seconds to play, we've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. The score, Adams Central 35, Grand Island Northwest 25.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym. All of a sudden, we've got ourselves a ball game. Wake up from our nap here. It's 35-25. Grand Island Northwest back to within 10 points, and the Vikings have the basketball here in the final stages of this third quarter. Brown has got the ball. He drives it, leaves it down in the corner to Bettenbrink for three. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. And now we have a jump ball called with 1 second to play. Brooke Brown just grabs at David Bowen down here. David, I think, was letting the time expire. A jump ball is called, and now Northwest is going to inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 1 second to play. A good heads-up play there by the Northwest Vikings as they will play things in. Bettenbrink looking to trigger things in. He does to Brown. Brown throws up a shot. It's going to be no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. So Grand Island Northwest back into the ball game here. After three quarters, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 35, Grand Island Northwest 25. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back here at the Patriots Gym. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have Hastings College basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College on the road playing at Morningside. And that women's ball game at 2 tomorrow will be the 17th-ranked Broncos and number 1-ranked and undefeated Morningside squaring off in that opener. Hastings College men will be looking to break a 9-game losing streak in the nightcap against the nation's 12th-ranked team. So, tough challenge for the Broncos tomorrow. We'll have the action from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. The Pepsi pregame show begins at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central had a 21-point lead at halftime. It was 30-9. Grand Island Northwest outscores Adams Central 16-5 here in the third quarter. And now we start the fourth quarter with a 10-point ball game at 35-25. Adams Central has got the ball. Evan Lindblad has got it. They got to play with a more sense of urgency here in the fourth quarter. There's a personal foul. It's going to be called on Brooke Brown. Brown picks up his second. So Adams Central just kind of sleepwalked through the third quarter of play there, and Grand Island Northwest took advantage, and they have got that lead down to 10 points now. We got ourselves a ball game here in this fourth quarter. Gale Pleak will have the basketball here for Adams Central. Gets it out here to David Bullen. Northwest in a man-to-man defense. Sittner is wide open, but he won't take the shot from three-point territory. Now to Bullen down the lane. His shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down. David Bullen now is 16 in the ball game. That gives the Patriots a 12-point advantage again. 37-25. 7.5 minutes to play in the basketball game. Here's Brown with the ball. High right side. Comes out to Ellsworth. Now they try left side. That's a Glouse with the ball. Out to Brown. Three-pointer from the top of the key. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound tapped out of there and is picked up by Adams Central. That's going to be a Kyler Wormstadt. Wormstadt trots it across the 10-second line. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Personal foul going to go here on Northwest. It's going to go on Christian Ellsworth. That's going to be his first. This is not the pace that AC really wants to play. Northwest has done a good job slowing things down. Tyler Wormstadt will go to the free throw line. He's 2 out of 4 so far tonight. His shot is up there and in. Wormstadt has now got 9 points in the basketball game here. Coming into the ball game now for Northwest is going to be Taylor Willis. Willis comes in. Ellsworth checks out. Adams Central 11-1 in the season. Grand Island Northwest 5-6 after their loss the other night to Hastings St. Cecilia. Next shot is up there. It is good by Wormstadt. He's now got 10 in the ball game. The Adams Central lead is back up to 14 points. 39-25 here. We played a minute in the fourth quarter from the Patriot gym. Here's Brown driving down the right side of the lane. His shot is up and in. Banks went off of the window. Brooke Brown has now got 11 points in the ball game for Grand Island Northwest. 39-27 now, a 12-point lead. Patriots are out on top. They've got the ball. Wormstadt comes out here to David Bullen. He drives it. He stops. Bullen looking. Comes back out on top now to a Garrett Sittner. He backs up near the 10-second line. Menton Brink right in his face defensively for Grand Island Northwest. Garrett Sittner dribbling the ball out here. Sittner gets it away down to Wormstadt. Tyler Wormstadt, he drives the ball down the paint. Throws it down in the corner. Pleak for three. Shot good. Gale Pleak knocks down a three ball as he rings the gong from long range. And Adams Central back out on top by a score of 42-27 here in the ball game. A 15-point lead now with 6 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. There's Isaiah Dawes with the ball. Dawes to Willis, now far side. A three-pointer by Glouse, no good. Rebounded here by Garrett Sittner of Adams Central. Here come the Patriots back up the floor. This is Sittner. Just across the 10-second line, Glouse tries to poke it away. But the ball goes right to Cale Pleak on the far sideline, who hands it away back to Bullen. David Bullen, jump pass comes over here to Wormstadt. Wormstadt takes the ball down the lane. Nice pass down to Lindblad. He wheels and puts up a little hook shot. It's going to be good. Evan Lindblad scores. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, and the Patriots are out on top now by a score of 44-27. They're outscored Northwest 9-2 so far here in the fourth quarter. Now we got a timeout. Grand Island Northwest wants to call a timeout. We'll take a break. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care.
Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner,
go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Adams Central, they hit only 2 out of 13 shots in the third quarter. That's 15%. Grand Island Northwest, 6 out of 13 for 46%. So for the ball game, Adams Central is hitting 12 out of 38 for 32%. Grand Island Northwest, 9 out of 35 for 26%. Patriots were 1 out of 8 on three-pointers for 13%. Grand Island Northwest in the third quarter, 3 out of 5 on three-pointers for 60%. 44-27. Adams Central is out on top here after the Vikings slows the gap to 10 points there at the end of the third quarter at 35-25. There's Northwest with the ball on their offensive end. Taylor Willis has got it, high left side. Willis penetrating against Wormstadt. Bounce pass is going to be taken down by Adams Central. Nobody in the lane there except white shirts. 14 turnovers on Grand Island Northwest. Ball is taken down here by Bullen. Gets it ahead now to Sittner. Back outside to Wormstadt. Now to Bullen. Adams Central spreads the floor now. With 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter, leading 44-27. And now Zach has got to call a timeout for Adams Central as Garrett Sittner was in a jam here. He was double-teamed out in three-point territory. So we got another timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. 4:53 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 44, Grand Island Northwest 27.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Amherst out on top of Pleasanton in boys high school basketball, 49-29. They're starting the fourth quarter there. 4 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in this one. Adams Central is out on top of Grand Island Northwest by a score of 44-27. So Adams Central calling the timeout. The Patriots will inbound here on the near sideline with Garrett Sittner. Sittner has got the ball. He'll try to trigger things in, and he finally has to go to the far side to a Cale Pleak. Pleak is double-teamed out here. His pass will be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted here by Brown. That's a turnover on AC. Brown comes back the other way, spins in the lane. His shot no good. Doss grabs the rebound, and now he's going to be tied up on the play there by Bullen of Adams Central. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Vikings, so Grand Island Northwest will have the ball down here underneath their own basket with 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play. After the ball game tonight, we'll have the players of the game and also the coaches' post-game show before we get out of here this evening. Northwest will play it in. Brown from 15, shot rims off, no good. And the rebound is going to be picked up on a hop there by Bullen. Dribbles behind his back, brings it into the forecourt, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there, it's good, and he's fouling the play. David Bullen now with 18 points in the ball game for Grand Island Northwest. A bucket's going to count here. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Taylor Willis of Grand Island Northwest. So after the Vikings cut the lead down to 10 points at 35-25, Adams Central has opened up this fourth quarter now on a 11-2 run over Grand Island Northwest. And now Bullen has a chance to add to that right here. Bullen looks up there. The shot is good. So Adams Central is now out on top by a score of 47-27. A 12-2 run by the Patriots here in the first couple of minutes of this fourth quarter. They've got some breathing room again as they kind of sleepwalk through the third quarter there, and the Vikings get the lead down to 10 points at the end of the period. There's a bounce pass inside to Isaiah Dawes. He puts up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected by Lindblad, and the ball is brought out of there by Wormstadt for Adams Central down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Dribbles to the elbow. Leaves it out here in three-point territory. Bullen has got the ball. Bullen now left side to Cale Pleak. Backdoor play there to Connor Nelson. It's not to be blocked down from behind. Taylor Wilson, a nice defensive play by Northwest. Dawes back the other way. Dawes dribbles down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out to Willis for three. His shot is no good. Long rebound. Picked up here by Klaus. His three-pointer good. Riley Klaus throws up a three-pointer. He's now got 5 points in the ball game for Northwest. That's his first three of the night. He had four the other night against Hastings St. Cecilia. All in the second half of play and finished with 12 points. It's now 47-30. Adams Central with a 17-point lead. Patriots with the ball. Nelson comes over here to Cale Pleak on the near sideline. He's going to be fouled into play here by Brooke Brown. That's going to be the third foul on Brooke Brown. Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest in the same district this year in Class B, so possibility they could see each other again later on in the season in postseason play. That's still several weeks away. For high school basketball teams, 47-30 is the score. 17-point lead right now. Patriots have the ball. Here's a David Bullen. His pass is deflected, but it's picked up here.
1230 KHAS plays the music you want.
And now it's going to be picked up here by the Northwest Vikings into the forecourt. Now to Ellsworth. His shot is up there. It is no good. And we got a foul called on the rebound. The foul is going to be called on the rebound here. It's going to go on Northwest. 3:09 to play. Personal foul is going to be called here on Brown. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Vikings here in this second half of play. So now Adams Central is going to go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Luke Goldenstein will go to the line here for AC. Coming to the ball game now for the Vikings is going to be Trevor Brown. Brown will come in. Mettenbrink will check out. AC with some free throws here. The shot is up there is good by Luke Goldenstein. That is the first free throw of the season for Goldenstein. The Cans one right there. He's averaging 2.5 points per ball game. Luke will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Ellsworth for Grand Island Northwest. So it's 48-30. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Glaus. It's going to be no good, but he is fouled into play here by Sittner. Jared Sittner picks up the personal foul, and it's going to be another three-shot opportunity here for Riley Glaus. He's got 5 points in the ball game. He'll get three shots here as he was fouled in the corner there in three-point territory. Glaus's free throw is up there. It is good. He'll get two more. That makes the score 48-31. 3 minutes and 1 second left here in the fourth quarter from the Patriots gym here tonight. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Glaus will get one more. End of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Connor Nelson. Going out is going to be Luke Goldenstein. 48-32. Adams Central led at halftime by a score of 30-9. There's the next shot by Glaus is up there and in, so he hits all three free throws. Now back into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Evan Lindblad, but now Grand Island Northwest wants to call a timeout. A timeout called here with 3 minutes and 1 second to play, brought to you by the Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days, same as cash, or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Again, tomorrow we'll be in Sioux City for Hastings College basketball beginning at 1:45. The Broncos taking on the Morningside Mustangs. Women's game will go at 2 tomorrow with the men to follow at 4 o'clock. All the action right here on 1230 KHS. We'll be at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tomorrow for that one. High school basketball coverage continues next week. A full slate of games as well. 48-33 is the score. Adams Central is out on top here in boys high school play. Grand Island Northwest girls beat Adams Central in the opener tonight by a score of 38-33. 3 minutes to play in the basketball game now as Northwest attacks all over the floor now. We're going to have a personal foul called here. Wormstadt was fouled in the play there by the Vikings, and Wormstadt will go to the free throw line. That is the 8th team foul in Grand Island Northwest here in the basketball game. That one goes on Brandon Gannon. That's going to be his first. Wormstadt to the free throw line. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and his shot is up there and in. He is now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. Tyler Wormstadt with 11 points in the ball game. 49-33. Adams Central has got the lead. Here comes Isaiah Dodds coming back into the ball game now for Northwest, replacing Christian Ellsworth. So a tough week here for Grand Island Northwest after suffering a 64-23 loss to Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday. They're being handled here again tonight as Tyler Wormstadt knocks down his second free throw. It's now 50-33. Adams Central leading by 17 points. Patriots will play at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. Zach Foster gets to face his former school. Of course, Zach coming to Adams Central from Donovan Trumbull several years ago. Here's Brandon Gannon with the ball. Pass comes out on top. Driving down the lane is Glaus. He tries to shovel the ball away. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be taken down by AC. A turnover there on Northwest. That's their 15th of the ball game. Now we got a foul in backcourt. That's going to go on Riley Glaus. That's going to be his second. So Glaus now with two. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Vikings here in this second half of play. And now we're going to have some more free throws coming up there for Adams Central. Kyler Wormstadt will go to the free throw line. Ryan Rathke is out having a little discussion here with the guy who committed that last foul, Riley Glaus. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It is good by Kyler Wormstadt. He's now 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. Kyler's had a good ball game tonight. He's got 13 points here in this one. David Bullen leading the way. He's got 19 for Adams Central. 2:35 to play Next shot is up there. Now it's going to be short. And the rebound comes down here, well, to nobody. David Bowler has got the ball on the ground, and now we got a whistle and a jump ball called here. David Bowler was down on the ground there with Isaiah Dawes. Personal foul is going to be called on Bowler. No, they flashed the wrong guy. It's going to be Isaiah Dawes. Bowen was standing at the free throw line. He's ready to shoot. They give the scorers table the wrong indication. Isaiah Dawes picks up the foul. Bowen to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Bowen now with 20 in the basketball game, and it's 52-33. So after Grand Island Northwest pulled within 10 points at the end of the third quarter, AC turns it on here in the fourth. They're going to win going away here tonight. Bowen picks up another free throw there. He's now got 21 in the ball game. 53-33. It's a 20-point lead, and the Vikings again lose the ball out of bounds. That's Brooke Brown having problems with it. 16 turnovers now for the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. So Northwest will complete their Hastings tour next Friday night. They'll play host to the Hastings High Tigers up in the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. 2:20 to play here in the basketball game, 53-33. Adams Central has got the lead. There's a Dawson Eckhart into the ball game now for AC. As Zach Foster has got some new folks into the ball game. Dylan Steinkruger is in there as well. He's got the ball now, high right side. Comes over here to Cole Pleak, who's back into the ball game. Down in the corner to Nelson, now to Pleak. Skip pass goes over to Steinkruger. He takes the ball in the lane. Bounce pass down to Nelson. Nearly lost the ball out of bounds. Nelson throws it out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Glaus. He comes back and shoots a three. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes here to Adams Central's Luke Goldenstein. Goldenstein down to Pleak into the forecourt to Connor Nelson. Lobs it in the lane. High pass. Goldenstein grabs it. Puts up a little hook shot. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. A foul here is going to go on Northwest. It's going to go on Riley Glaus. 1:40 to play here in the basketball game. It is 53-33. Here comes the next shot from the line. It's up there and in. Goldenstein now 2 out of 3 from the line tonight for his only points in the ball game. Coming into the ball game for Adams Central, we're going to see Ben Kiyabasa. He's going to come in. Josh Pfeiffer, he's going to come in as well for head coach Zach Foster. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up there and in by Goldenstein. 55-33. Adams Central out on top here in this one. Here's Brandon Gannon with the ball now for Grand Island Northwest. Takes the ball in the paint. There's a pass to the far side. A shot is up there and in. A long two-pointer. That's Tanner Learman. Knocking down a long two-pointer just inside the ring there from the left corner. 55-35 is a 20-point lead for Adams Central. We're down a minute and 18 seconds to play here in this one. There's Luke Goldenstein with the ball. Bounce pass comes to the near side. Dawson Eckhart grabs it. Out to Steinkruger. Steinkruger dribbles to the left side. Picked up there by Brandon Gannon. Lobs it into Kiyabasa. Lands it back to Steinkruger. Moves it down in the corner. Now back up to Kiyabasa. He dribbles out here. Between the rings goes to Dawson Eckhart down the right side of the lane. He goes for the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Kiyabasa. Follow shot is no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by T.J. Schimmer of Grand Island Northwest. To Lerman, he drives it. His shot no good. Tip tries up there and in. Tip try up and in there by Taylor Gannon. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It is now 55-37. Adams Central out on top here. Kiyabasa with the ball. Deep in the corner there for the Patriots. Out on top to Dylan Steinkruger behind a Kiyabasa screen. Steinkruger comes out to the top of the key to Goldenstein. Now left side to Eckhart. Drops the ball down low. Grabbing the ball down there and shooting. The shot is up and in. That's a Josh Pfeiffer scoring there for Adams Central as he gets the field goal. It's now 57-37. There's a long three from the far side. No good by Gannon. Ball is picked up here by Steinkruger. 4 seconds, 3 seconds as he approaches the 10-second line. That's going to be the ball game. Adams Central wins it going away here tonight by 20 over the Northwest Vikings. Final score, Adams Central 57, Grand Island Northwest 37. The Vikings drop their second game in a row now as they fall to 5 wins and 7 losses on the season. Adams Central is now 12-1. The Patriots will play at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. In the final score on this one, it was Adams Central winning over Grand Island Northwest by 20. The Patriots 57. The Vikings 37. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning